You're listening to Deep Pockets by Investa, a podcast where we feature some of the best traders and business people in the industry to help you grow your finances and pursue your passion.
What's up, mga ka-investa, and welcome back to another episode of Deep Pockets, yung podcast natin dito. And today, I'm joined by a good friend of ours dito sa Investa, si Boss Ken, or as known sa trading community, si Boss Yuri. So, bro, kamusta?
Hi. Okay lang naman. Masaya. Ikaw ba, Toma?
Yun, okay din ako. Kasama kita eh.
So excited to give value sa community ngayon.
Yun, thank you. Really appreciate yung oras niyo. So, bro, for the benefit of maybe those na baka hindi ka pakilala, can you give a short introduction about yourself?
Sure. Hi guys, I'm Ken, also known as Yuri in a trading community. So I've been a full-time trader for almost 3 years now. And I'm one of the mentors in ZFT or Zfreaks Tribe in Trading Republic. So I'm so excited to be here with you guys, and hopefully I would be able to give value sa mga listeners natin and viewers natin sa Investa.
Yun, nice. Oh bro, inisip ko lang, nag-meet na ba tayo in person?
Actually, yes.
Nag-meet na tayo.
Oh, pero we haven't talked. Na,
hindi pa masyado.
Hindi pa masyado.
Small chat. Sa ano, di ba? Sa Open Journal, maybe 2 years.
Yeah. Yung first, I think second session ng OG. Oh. I was there. So, I think nakita kita doon. Pero we haven't talked talaga na small chat or whatever.
Yun. So, solid. Magkasama tayo ngayon. So, siguro bro, we can start yung buong kwentuhan natin with yung ano mo, yung history mo, yung beginning ng journey mo. So, can you share with us, no? How and when did you get started in the market?
Sige, so I think it was like 7 years ago when I first started or heard about the stock market. Ano pa ako noon eh, nasa corporate world pala ako noon. And then been working for like I think 2 years ganyan, pero typical teenager na, I mean, after makagraduate ganyan may trabaho. Parang, feeling mo, ang yaman mo na, no? Makasweldo ka na lang, wala ka na sa bahay, may sweldo ka na. Feel mo, ang yaman-yaman mo na. So, gastos left and right. And especially sa work namin, dati na mahilig maggala-gala, ganyan. So, almost 2 years din talaga kasi walang ipon. So, and then, after siguro staying with the company for almost 3 years, doon pala nagsingkit sa akin, 3 years na ako nag-work, pero wala pa rin akong ipon. And then, after that, I decided na, okay, since I'll be getting my 13th month na, I'll look for something na I can invest to. Eh, wala pa talaga akong alam when it comes to ano ba dapat mag-mutual funds ba or equities ba or whatever. So, what I did is, nag-google ako, ano bang pwedeng igastos dito sa 13th month. And then from there, may lumabas na list. Pwede pa lang sa mutual funds, ganyan, or sa pag-ibig, or you can start your own small business. And since, night shift ako noon, so parang medyo mahirap yung business for me that time. So, I tried to read about mutual funds, ganyan, hanggang napunta ako sa equities. And since, madali lang mag-search ngayon, no? Nag-YouTube ako. And then, I was able to find about I think si Brother Bo yung unang nag-ano sa akin sa TRC. So, yun unang nakita ko, oy, equity. So, sige nga, matry ko nga itong stock market. And then from there, ayun na yung journey ko nag-start.
Solid. So, anong year to?
I think 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
2016.
Oh, 2016.
Okay. And then prior to bago ka nag-start, work lang tapos dun mo na discover.
Yes, basically ganun din.
Okay, so walang friend na nag-introduce sa'yo? Talagang nahanap mo lang through
YouTube? Wala. YouTube lang, Google search ta YouTube.
Okay, so I think this is a very nice question to ask you. So, how important is it for you na nasa tamang trading community ka, especially pag nagsisimula ka pala sa market?
Okay, so when I first started kasi, wala akong community. I mean, like I've mentioned earlier, walang nag-refer sa akin na friend. Parang ako lang talaga mismo nag-search anong bang pwedeng gawin sa pera, ganyan. So from there, I started to join groups, trading groups, no? So I was able to see, I was able to join good trading groups, meron din okay lang, or may iba, more about investing, ganyan. So I think it is very important na makita mo yung right community for you. Kasi we are social beings and it is common that we alter our behavior and behavior based on the people around us. So if you understand this, it's very beneficial for you, not only in your trading, but kung ano mang endeavor yung gagawin mo sa buhay. Say for example, no, in my case, I make sure that when I try to look for a community, it should align with my core values and goals. So in my case, I'm a trader. So when I first looked for trading community, I make sure na ano bang mga core values ng mga taong nagli-lead nito? Ano bang if I join in this community, would I be able to hit my goals or achieve my goals? So parang ganun. So in my case, I was able to find ZFT, you know, especially right now, Trading Republic, we have core values like dapat andun yung purpose, gratitude, growth, excellence, accountability, teamwork, respect, faith, ganyan. So for me, those core values are actually in line sa core values ko. So parang okay, this community is good for me. And at the same time, ano bang goal ko? I wanna be a good trader. So I should be with the community that has good traders on it. Na especially if aligned din sa core values mo, no? Now, second one would be the goals. So one of my goals is to be not just to be a good trader, but of course to be able to teach some students din, 'di ba? Other traders that wants to learn more about how to trade properly and all. And I think Trading Republic was able to give me that venue to teach. So same thing lang din sa Investigrams. Like I'm pretty sure you guys, isa sa mga goals niyo would be to educate more people to learn more about stock market, right? Diba? So if inline yun sa mga goals mo, then join communities such as Investagrams. Yun yung siguro pinaka two things that parang hindi tinitignan masyado ng mga tao when they first start to learn about or search about the community, trading community in specific. Kasi if you're still new, parang kahit anong community, basta makakuha ko ng good information about stock market, anything that can give me education sa stock market, pwede na yon, 'di ba? Ang pinaka siguro pinaka delikado, what if you napunta ka sa isang community na hindi in line sa core values mo? So what if napunta ka sa community na, let's say for example, does not teach you the right way to trade. Parang hype lang, like bomba to the moon, ganyan lang usually nababasa mo. Or there was a statement back then na parang you know the drill, parang ganun na, parang yun lang yung nababasa mo or something like that, you know. It does not even teach you like risk management, the right strategies and how to approach the market, walang ganun. So sadly may mga groups din na parang they bash people, they bash specific stocks and all that. So pag pumasok ka doon, eventually, ma-influence ka eh, di ba? Ano yung mga behavior ng tao you are surrounded by people with? Ano yung mga behavior nila, attitude nila? Kung lagi kang andon, kasama sila, eventually, makukuha mo din yan. When you become toxic people as well, di ba? Person as well. So, delikado siya, double-edged siya. So, I think two things talaga that you need to consider when looking for the right community. Is it in line with your core values and also your goals? So very important to have those two.
Yun, solid. So ito naman, I think this is the first time, no, I'm asking this question to anyone. So naisip ko lang kagabi. So given na isa ka yung mga mentors sa TR, right? So what do you look for in a student? Or let me give a scenario. Hindi yung maramihan. Let's say you're focusing on a small group, right, of traders, di ba? What makes you say na, itong tao na to, pwede to? Di ba? Malaki yung potential dito, di ba? Ano yung hinahanap mong characteristics in that person? If you can drill it down to maybe 3, for example.
Siguro, actually, marami, no? Marami. But I can think, I think it all boils down to two things that I'm looking for. Well, before that, before I answer that, parang I'll just give context no, muna, no? Kasi a lot of people know about that, you know, mababasa mo online, Google mo or whatever, post sa mga Facebook page na 90% of traders lose in the market or traders lose money in the stock market, right? What people don't know is this, the second one, which is yung lifespan ng mga traders na to na naglo-lose sa market, yung lifespan nila hanggang 2 to 3 years lang. Meaning, yung 90% of the traders nag-quit sila in the next 2 to 3 years. So, given the fact na ganun yung stats na nakikita natin, and based sa experience ko din, no? So I think the most, ano, yung pinaka hinahanap ko or nakikita kong ano bang common traits ng mga traders na nagsusurvive talaga sa market. It's actually two. For me, it's two. You need to have grit, yung courage and resolve, and strength of character, basically. You know, passion and perseverance for you to continue kahit gaano kahirap yung market, kahit sunod-sunod na yung mga losses mo and all that, di ba? Yung grit mo andyan pa rin eh. Yung commitment to continue kahit gaano pa kahirap yung trading. And we all know, di ba, Toma? You've been trading for quite some time. Alam mo gaano kahirap yung market, di ba? Hindi siya basta-basta, di ba? And then I think the second one would be you need to have high pain tolerance. Kasi ang sakit manakit ng market, Brad. Di ba? Parang, kung ano ka, yung your type of person na parang konting pain lang, konting discomfort lang, parang ayaw mo na. Eventually, I think you'd be part of the 90% who quit in the market. So, kailangan as a person, as a trader, you need to have grit and high pain tolerance. Sige, that's for me lang. Yung mga potential, oh, etong ano to, ang taong to, potential to. And especially if those traders na ano, parang they're athlete or they're parang anything na nag-connect sa high performance sport, I think sila yung parang has an edge over other traders na sila yung sanay ng training, ng long lasting training, and you know, yung the pain of the practice, parang ganun. So we treat trading as a high performance sport. So those are the things that I look for students na ito, potential to, pwede magtagal to sa market.
First time ko lang marinig yun na yung high pain, dapat merong high pain tolerance, which is totoo. Kasi sa tama, diba, sa trading, hindi lang siya masakit if nagka-losing streak ka, hindi lang siya masakit monetarily eh. Masakit siya, diba, emotionally.
Exactly.
Mentally. Pwede nga pag na-wipe out ka, pwede to the point na spiritually, masakit na rin eh.
Oo, totoo. Pero yung pain ng market actually, Brad, parang ano eh, hindi lang sa losses actually. I don't know if you have experience, like, let's say, for example, nanalo ka na, di ba, ng malaki. Let's say, for example, you were able to get like 200,000, ganyan. So you sold, and then the stock went up pa, and kinompute mo, ala, dapat if I was able to hold it, 500,000 dapat yung ano ko, masakit pa rin, di ba? So that's kind of pain na hindi basta-basta natatake ng just normal na ano eh, na tao eh. So dapat high pain tolerance pa rin, whether wins and losses.
So para sa'yo, ano mas masakit? Yung magka, let's say, bigger loss than planned? Or meron ka stock na pinlano pero di mo na-execute tas ang laki na inakyat? Which hurts more for you?
Okay, so the first one is, sorry, ano yung una?
Ano mas masakit? Meron kang tinrade tapos may cut ka, di mo nasundan tas medyo lumaki yung loss? Or meron kang pinlanong itrade tapos andun na sa buy point mo, di mo nabili tas ang laki nung inangat? Which hurts more? Yung loss o yung missed opportunity?
I think, ano, mas masakit for me yung loss, I think. Kasi as a trader, you should follow your plan eh. And andun na yung plano. And opportunities naman kasi, when you talk about opportunities, ano yan eh, endless opportunities tayo sa market eh. Yung stock na tumaas na 100% yun or 200%, there would be another one that will go up next month, next week, next day, di ba? Pero if you're a trader na parang complacent ka sa mga cuts mo, I guess yun yung pinaka number one doon. Kasi it hits the discipline part of the trader eh.
Okay. So since medyo nasa topic tayo ng losses, ano, so kayo, Ken, what do you usually do when you're experiencing setbacks or drawdowns sa trading mo?
Well, you need to handle it like a winner, no? Pero it's easier said than done. I think before I answer that, people need to understand that losses are part of trading. Yung setbacks, drawdowns. And you need to embrace risk and uncertainties for you to be able to, you know, handle it like a winner. So, bigyan kita ng example, brada. It's very interesting kasi na-topic kasi namin to, I guess, last month about risk and uncertainties, the setbacks, the drawdowns. So, let's say, for example, no, there are two boxes in front of you. Tapos, the first box, yung box A, merong 100 balls inside the box. So, 50 nun color blue, 50 nun color red. The second box consists of still 100 balls in it, but you don't know ilan yung red, ilan yung blue. And your job for you to win the prize is pick ano yung color na potentially pinakamarami. So, given that, ano kayang, what do you think majority of the people will pick?
Teka. So box A.
Box A, 100 balls in it, di ba? Hmm. Tapos, 50 yung red, 50 yung blue.
Oh.
Yung box B naman, 100 balls din. Pero hindi mo alam yung ilan ba yung red, ilan ba yung blue.
Tama.
So, your job to win the prize is pick ka ng kulay ng bola na you think na pinakamarami. So, which color would you pick and which box would you pick?
Color blue. Box ano? Box B.
Hindi. Wait. A, color blue, box B.
Oh, yung hindi ko alam kung ano yung... Di ba yung isa? Yung,
50-50. Oh, yung 50-50 yung isa. Oh. Yung pangalawa, hindi mo alam.
Doon ako sa di ko alam.
Ayan, trader ka nga talaga, Brad. Kasi if you ask that question to a normal person, parang majority of them would actually pick A. If you think about it, bakit? Kasi andun yung ano eh, andun yung factor of uncertainty. I mean, andun yung factor of certainty. Na alam mo yung ilan yung bola, 50. Alam mo din ano yung kulay ng red and blue. Ilang bola yung kulay red and blue. But for the other box B, ano eh, andun yung factor of uncertainty. Parang, bakit ko pipiliin yung box B? Hindi ko naman alam ilan yung blue doon. Although may chance ka, di ba? There's a higher chance na yung kulay ng bola doon, mas marami. But the odds are unknown. Unknown kasi yung odds eh. Yun lang yung binigay sa'yo, di ba? So the chances can be actually worse. There is a lack of uncertainty, the comfort that comes with the unknown. Yun yung mahirap. And if you think about it, if you're gonna relate it to trading, no? If you think about it, if you're a trader, ikaw yung tao na pumipili ng box B. Diba? Ikaw yung tao or trader na pumipili ng box B, which is pure uncertainties. Diba? And that's what market is, diba? The market is full of uncertainties. There's risk and uncertainties. If you're a trader, you are dealing with risk and uncertainties. Walang sure ball dito. Kahit ano pang, di ba, kahit anong news pa na mabasa mo sa stock na to, ito, sure ball to the moon. Wala. There would be times na may disclosure na good news, tapos gap down. There would be times na disclosure, bad news, gap up. So, there would be times na kahit gaano kaganda ng setup mo, bumabagsak pa rin siya. So, ganun talaga. So, think of it this way, no? Since we're talking about, you know, setbacks, risk and uncertainty sa market, think of it this way. Para kang ano, sa ano daw, sa Roman Empire dati, they have this what they call public bathhouse. So, sa public bathhouse daw, marami daw nananakawan. Kasi public nga, di ba? Doon ka maligo, maraming nananakawan, and potential pa mabasa ka ganyan. So if you go there sa public bathhouse, parang dapat expected mo na that you'll experience these things. We have this place in Cebu dati, mga 5 years ago, na di ko pa pangalanan, no, pero parang siyang delikado na place kasi yung uso pa yung mga 3310 na phones ganyan dati sa mga Nokia phones, lagi siyang, I mean, if you go to the place that, dapat ka talaga mag-ingat kasi prone to snatching talaga, Brad. So, ganun. Yun yung nature ng environment eh. Diba? So, when you go to the stock market, you should know that what you are dealing with, the environment that you are entering, innate yung nature niya of risk and uncertainties. Gap down here, gap up here. Diba? May mga ganun. Diba? Ano siya, parang innate na ng environment ng stock market yung uncertainties and risk. And for that, you need to accept that ganun siya. Huwag ka na magulat, Brad, na may nag-gap down siya, nag 200%, 100%, 50%, nagsisiling. Huwag ka na magulat kasi ano, ganyan yung market eh. The environment that you are entering is ganun eh. So with that, parang how do winners handle losses? Diba? Since part yung risk and uncertainties. Given na yan, diba? So I think I can share some few points siguro on how winners handle losses. Number one siguro I can think of is you need to develop positive beliefs around losses. I think that's number one. Parang accept that losses are part of trading. Again, innate nature ng trading yan. We are risk managers, right? So, if you're a trader, parang risk-reward ratio agad yan, di ba? In order for you to get a reward, you need to bet or may risk dapat. Ganun ka as a trader. So, parang accept that losses. Now, you understand na innate nature ng stock market yung risk and losses. Parang you need to accept that na it's a part of trading and setbacks and challenges are part of achieving your goal or any goal, diba? Embrace it as a challenge. It's basically an opportunity for you to grow as a trader. Siguro may naalala din ako when it comes to this, parang developing positive beliefs around losses or setbacks or any ano adversity. May napanood akong ano parang YouTube video about how do lobsters grow. Napanood mo ba yan, bro? Do you have any idea about it? Sige, kwento ko lang. Kwento ko lang din. How do lobsters grow? Ang nangyayari pala kasi, yung lobster pala, yung shell nila, hindi pala yan nag-expand. Ang nangyayari sa kanila is, when they feel uncomfortable already, kasi masikip na, lumalaki sila eh. Tapos yung shell niya, maliit. They feel uncomfortable, masakit na, what they do is they go under a rock, cast off the shell, and then from there, create a new bigger shell. So, afterwards, after a few months or after a few weeks, pag malaki na ulit sila, they feel uncomfortable, what they do, they go back inside the rock, cast off the shell, and then afterwards, you know, create a bigger shell. So, think about it. If may ano, may pain reliever yung mga lobsters, do you think they will grow? Do you think they would be able to parang, you know, make a bigger shell? Parang hindi, di ba? Parang, take ka lang ng ano, pain reliever, okay na yan. Di ba? So, think about this. When you encounter setbacks, when you encounter mahirap na mga events, adversity, always remember that those are opportunities for you to grow. Diba? So take it. Yung setbacks na sa trading, ano, learn from it, isipin mo, develop positive belief na once you experience those things, those are the events that ano, that can give you an opportunity for you to grow as a person and as a trader. So I guess that's number one. That's number one na I could share about losses. Second one siguro would be keep perspective lang siguro. Na good trading is not about being right, it's about trading right. So if you want to be successful in trading, you need to think about long term, hindi yung and ignore mo lang yung ano, outcome of individual trades. A lot of traders nagfo-focus about ang laki ng loss ko or maybe ang laki ng win ko ngayon sa stock na to, I'm invincible, I can do anything and all that. But ako personally, yung average ano ko, average trades ko in 1 year is around 250. So ganun naglalaro siya, 250 260 or 240 in 1 year. So that one loss, if you think about it, it won't really matter that much. Kasi long term yung tingin mo niyan eh. Diba? Yung cut loss mo na 5%, sunod-sunod na cut loss 5%. Ano, perspective mo dapat na it's part of bigger number. Right? And it will not, you know, it will not decide na porket na lugi ka ng malaki or nag-cut ka ng malaki ngayon or sunod-sunod yung cut mo. Isang loser trader ka na. No. Keep perspective na it's going to be long term. Hindi siya individual trades. By then, you'll have much more parang mas maganda yung perspective na yan. Kasi, ah, okay, part lang to ng losses sa 1 year, ano ko, 1 year trades ko. Especially if you know about expectancy na alam mo na if you were just following your edge, eventually, ang outcome niyan after series of trades, if positive yung expectancy mo, you'll still be able to gain in the market. So yun. That's the second one. And I think for setbacks and losses, I think the third one I could share would be to basically learn and just move on. You know, every loss, every trading mistake, think of it as, ano, so you, there's something valuable in it that you can learn. Parang think, you need to ask yourself, what have I learned from that experience? Or how will I be able to make this a better trader? There's no failure. It's feedback lang dapat. You know, taking learning from losses and setbacks actually helps you release the emotional attachment to the event na nangyari. And you can, by then, you can move forward easily. So once you ask yourself, ano bang pwede kong learn dito? Saan ba akong area pwede mag-grow? From there, take it. And then afterwards, move on. That's mas easier siya mag-move on kaysa your type of trader. Ang laki ng lugi ko, bakit ba ako mag-enter doon versus okay, nagkat ako ng malaki, what could have been done better on this trade? Dapat ba nag-size up ako ng tama? Dapat ba nag-cut loss na ako dito na part? And then eventually afterwards, you know, you learn from it and then mas easy na mag-move on. So I think yun lang for setbacks and ano.
Nice. So, guys, hopefully, nag-notes kayo doon.
Ang dami ko sinabi pala noon. Sorry.
Solid. So, since we're in the topic then, I'm curious to know, what was the biggest trading mistake you've made sa journey mo?
Okay.
Paano mo na-address?
Trading mistake. Ano bang? Marami actually eh. Marami akong trading mistake. Siguro, I think yung pinaka ano lang, pinaka hindi ko makalimutan, isa sa mga hindi ko makalimutan was parang I was not able to identify the shift in the markets. Like, baguhan pa ako noon, 2017. It was a bull market. You know, people are making money left and right. And I was able to almost triple my money actually. And then after noon, 2018, nangyari yung parang mini bear market and then I thought that I was invincible. So may pagka Superman syndrome nang nangyari. So I was invincible. I traded pa rin aggressively ganyan. I thought I was already good in trading ganyan. But I was not able to see na there was already a shift in the market cycle from a good market to a choppy market and hindi ko siya namalayan. So I gave back parang majority of my gains. So parang ano siya for me, it was like the most important part na realize ko in trading is when learning when not to trade. So yun, isa sa mga biggest mistake ko siguro yun in trading.
Can you expound more kung bakit important malaman kung kailan hindi magte-trade? Kasi actually very interesting topic din siya sa akin. Actually, pagkatapos nito, gagawa ako ng TikTok. Tapos yun yung one-minute video, papag-usapan ko yun.
Sasayaw ka ba, bro?
Ano, hindi.
Ah, hindi?
Hindi, para kay Diori lang yung sayaw. Ako, salita.
Okay.
De, pero I think that's a lot of, that's a topic that a lot of new traders don't, parang hindi pa nila narinig yun. Dapat when to know when not to trade. Kasi marami pumasok ng 2020. Tira ng tira sa PSE kasi lakas. Tapos tira ng tira sa crypto.
Right.
And maybe ganun yung nangyayari. Kala nila tira lang ang tira, trade lang ang trade. But in reality, dapat alam mo rin kung kailan tumambay muna sa sidelines. Can you expound more on the importance of that?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So, hindi araw-araw Pasko, basically. Nangyayari. So whether we have winter, spring, summer, fall, right? So, opportunities usually summertime. Masaya lahat, di ba? Lahat naka-beach, lahat naka, you know, vacation, left and right. The weather is very good. So, ganun din sa, ano? Ganun din sa market. So, not every day, not every week, not every month na nagkakaroon tayo ng summertime sa market. So there would be times na winter, which is what we have experienced after Q1, no? Or Q1 basically. The market was soaring high last year after COVID. It recovered and then afterwards it nag-soar high siya. We were able to get trades like MM, ASIN, Dito, diba? It was soaring so high, 200-300%. And then everybody was so happy about it, right? And then yung mali lang is that after experiencing this weather or season, sorry, so people forget that nagkakaroon din ng winter times, diba? Winter times, which is the hard time, you know, supposed to be, if you're a trader dito sa summer ka, dapat be aggressive ganyan, book, dapat be aggressive ka sa trades mo, and then afterwards when you realize na oops, ano na, parang pa winter na, Brad, di ba? That's the time that, you know, just like be an ant na nag-iipon ng gains afterwards pag winter na, stay in na, protect your profits and less trades or less risk dapat when it comes to your trading, di ba? So as a trader, dapat mo malaman yung mga cycles ng market. And afterwards, after winter, di ba? Ano bang sunod ng winter, bro? Sa kanta ba? Fall ba? O spring?
Spring ata, spring.
Spring, di ba? I think spring. So spring is basically what we're experiencing past few weeks in the market, right? Parang the winter is there and then after winter, parang nagkakaroon ng spring. Spring is basically an opportunity for you to, you know, look for opportunities in the market. So may mga reversal plays tayo nangyari sa market lately, right? We have few names like MAC, IMI, ano pa man nag-reverse. We have Converge, DNL. So those are basically time na supposed to be, as a trader, doon ka naghahanap ng opportunities to trade. And yun yung mali sa mga traders na trade pa rin ng trade ng winter time. Kasi they're still licking their wounds basically. You know, parang ang sakit ng naranasan nila na winter time, which is the bear market or decline ng market. They're still licking their wounds, while versus those traders that was able to protect their profits, ready for the winter time, nakapag-ipon, and ready to look for opportunities during spring, 'di ba? Doon sila babanat. Mm-hmm. And if you ask me, ano bang, okay, so since we talk about market cycles, ano bang indicator or ano bang usually tinitignan para malaman mo if the market is already going to fall, 'di ba? To winter ganyan. So the answer, people actually look at the index, 'di ba? PSEI, tinitignan nila yung index to gauge if healthy pa ba yung market or not. That's actually very helpful, no? That's actually very helpful. But I think the number one indicator for you to tell that the market is already choppy or pangit yung market, if the individual trades that you're making, if you have an edge, of course, is not working out. So if you're a breakout trader, pagbili mo sa breakout, hindi tumutuloy, or after 2 days, bumabagsak na, di ba? Setups are not materializing well. That's the time, I guess. That's the number one indicator for you to, oops, step back muna ako. Uy, dito mo tuloy yung mga setups ko ah. Yung mga breakout plays ko, after 2 days, namamatay, di ba? So, if you experience these things, that's the time na, okay, I will now lower my risks. Or I will not trade muna. Especially sa PSE, na wala tayong shorting dito, di ba? So parang okay, I'll just step back, you know, spend time to things that you know I want, but just make sure na hindi mo pa rin iiwan yung market, of course, like yun isa sa mga mali din doon eh, like if the market is bad, parang hindi na nila titignan. As a trader, you still need to you still need to look at the market, kasi we're trading the stock market eh, the stocks basically, we're not trading the PSE, di ba? So maybe there's still opportunities for you to trade kahit bear market or kahit declining your market. There would be outliers, sometimes outliers na habang bumabagsak yung market, there are still trades na pwede at umaakyat sila. So yun, I think yun lang yung pwede kong ma-share about it.
Thank you. So since medyo sa topic tayo dun sa experience mo sa previous question, can you share with us no your most unforgettable trade? So maybe you can give isang win na unforgettable tsaka isang loss na unforgettable.
Okay, so I think the pinaka memorable trade ko, it was actually a win, is when I traded PPC. When I first started, I've mentioned earlier na parang investing muna ako, mga SEB ganyan, SMPH, mga ALI, mga blue chips basically yung trade ko. And parang 4 months up ako ng 10%, 15%. So sobrang saya na, di ba? Yeah. Parang 4 months kong hawak ko, up na akong 12%, 15%. Okay to ah. And then I saw one stock went up like 40%, 50% in one day. So sabi ko, ano to mga stocks na to? And then from there, I was introduced na, uy, pwede palang mag-trade ng mga basura stocks. So I was with some people inside a trading group or group chat namin doon. And then nabanggit yung PPC. So wala na pala si PPC ngayon, no? Tinignan ko sa Instagram. Ando pa yung chart, pero parang, ewan ko, delist na ba to or what? So, na-recommend yung PPC. I went all in sa PPC. So, binenta ko yung SMPH, ganyan. I went all in. And then after a few days, umakyat siya ng 30% in one day. Parang, ha? Huh? Yung SMPH ko, naka-divide pa yun. SMPH, SEB, ALI, mga blue chips, mga 10% lang, 8%, 15%, di ba? Tapos isang all-in sa stock na yon, 30% in one day. Parang pwede pa lang, doon ko nasabi na, pwede pa lang umaman sa stock market. Mag-all-in lang ako ng all-in ng mga basura stocks. So ayun, parang that was like the most memorable win. Not because, it introduced me to basura stocks. But afterwards, nabalik ko din yung gains na yun eh. And actually, may utang pa afterwards. But pero memorable lang sa akin yung win na yun. So doon ako na-discover na pwede pala mag-trade ng mga basura stocks. And siguro sa loss, madami brad eh. Alam mo naman, kumakain tayo ng loss. I think one thing I can share siguro, my biggest loss, one of my biggest loss siguro when I first started was nakalimutan ko nung year na yon, but it was like I'm a fan of Dota pala, so I watch the internationals, laro no, yun ng OG versus LGD ata yung panahon na yon. So I was trading and then my brother is beside me watching the tournament, Dota tournament, and then it was like pasiling na yung stock na yon, nakalimutan ko, I think that was PPG. And PPG is, ano na ba ngayon? All HC? I think. Or tama ba ako? Poppy pala yung Poppy All HC.
ASX.
ASX, ayun. ASX. So I was trading ASX that time, yung PPG pa. And then, ang lakas Brad, parang 30%, ganyan, up na siya. And I was trading it intraday. And then, ano pa ako nun eh, parang yung broker ko wala pang conditional orders. So manual mo talaga pipindutin pa siya. You can't set automated trail stops, automated cut loss. So what happened is that I was watching the monitor sa kapatid ko beside me, you know, looking at ang ganda na ng clash na nangyari. Siguro tumingin lang ako ng mga 2 minutes to 3 minutes. And then pagbalik ko sa monitor ko, grabe yung flash na nangyari sa stock intraday. Parang negative 18 sa stock na yon, and I lost like 80,000. I 80,000 siguro, 100,000 ba yan? I forgot how much is that. And that to me, that time, super big. But in just 3 minutes, you lost 80 to 100K in just 3 minutes. That was supposed to be, nakatutok ka, hindi ka ganun, although you can magka-cut ka pa rin, pero at least, di ba, hindi masyadong malaki. And then unforgettable siya kasi muntik na ako na suka. Or I think suka talaga ako. Parang it was my first time cutting that big amount. Parang shit, parang sobrang laki na to. Parang nag-freeze ako. I don't know what to do. Wala akong alam ko. Trader ako eh. If may cut ka, dapat i-follow mo na. So what I did, in-enter ko yung cut. Nag-cut ako ng ganun kalaki. And then, after a few minutes,
Bumawi
yung stock, Brad. Bumawi yung stock. And doon ako parang nasuka. Yung parang gut ko tumaas hanggang sa mouth ko. Parang, I don't know what to feel. So parang nasuka ako noon that time. So I think pinaka most unforgettable experience na loss ko yun.
Grabe.
Sobrang lala.
Pero it could have also gone the other way, di ba? Pagka
exactly.
Pagka kumat, it could have dived deeper.
Yeah, you never know, di ba? Hindi ka nag-cut, tapos mag negative 30 pa siya, 40%, negative 40% ka pa. Baka hindi na ako nakatulog noon that time.
Oo.
So, yun.
Grabe. I mean, pati ako nakaila experiences na yun ako pagka-cut mo, biglang babawi. Pero ganun talaga eh, di ba?
Oh, ganun talaga. Uncertainty. Part of the market, right? You just need to accept it.
Yun, grabe. Thanks for sharing, Ken. So, siguro ngayon we can shift the conversation to maybe something more philosophical yung tanong nun. So,
okay.
Do you believe that great traders are made or great traders are born?
Okay, for that, I think, for me, trading is a skill eh. Diba? And every skill, I think that you can learn it. There is a book from Carol Dweck. Title nun is Mindset. So Carol Dweck, Mindset. This was introduced to me by SMB Capital. So ito yung book na parang before you can get in as a trader, you first need to read this book. It's all about growth mindset. So parang if you have growth mindset, people believe that their most basic abilities can be developed, or yung skill can be developed through dedication and hard work. And I think, you know, great traders are made, not born. Kasi trading, again, is a skill and you can learn it through experience, through hard work, and all that. So, wala naman ako nakita siguro na ano, parang pagkabata niya, parang sobrang galing niya na mag-trade. And eto ah, interesting pa to. So, some people will say na parang, eto, magaling to mag, si Michael Phelps, parang, eto, magaling to mag, bata pa talaga, parang, talent niya na, or parang, ano na niya, gift na niya, na magaling talaga siya mag-swim. And, kahit sa school, you know, parang, nag-pay siya, matalino kasi yan eh, di ba? Ako, hindi yan naman ako matalino eh. Pero, if you think about it, yung mga talented pa or those guys na who are achievers, actually, they are the ones na who put in the work talaga. Parang those great traders, great athletes, sila pa yung naglalagay ng 10,000 hours or more than 10,000 hours sa craft nila. Sila pa yung dedicated, sila pa yung grabing mag, you know, spend hundreds, thousands of hours just to master their craft. So, for me, trading, pwede mong traders are made, you know, through experience and just the seat time, kung ilang hours ka nakaupo sa market, studying charting, and all that.
Yun, okay, so ngayon, and agree pala ako dun, I also believe that traders can be made, hindi siya born. What are 3 common misconceptions do you think newbies have about trading that can negatively impact their performance?
Okay. So for misconceptions about trading, siguro I can give two sides of the coin actually that a lot of traders when they enter the stock market, parang they think that it's trading is easy money, trading is easy. You know, buy and sell lang yan, buy and sell, pwede na yan, di ba? But what they don't know is, well, trading is simple, but again, it's not really easy, you know. If you think about it, 90% of traders lose in the market. And a lot of contents on YouTube, di ba? About charting, about investing, about fundamentals are being taught sa mga online platforms and sa YouTube. Now, if isipin mo siya, 90% of the traders lose money in the stock market. And ang dami din contents na makikita mo sa social media, sa YouTube and all that. Don't you think, di ba? Don't you think that it's not really a edge problem or a technical problem or parang technicals yung hindi ka marunong mag-chart, hindi ka marunong maglagay ng gumamit ng VAR, hindi ka marunong bumasa ng moving averages. Kasi a lot of contents are being released already for free, ah? Especially sa Investagram. Shout out pala sa Investagram. Ang daming legit na contents for free ang sinishare nila sa public, di ba? So if that's the case, don't you think it's a human problem? Hindi siya technical problem or fundamental problem. Kasi ang dami ng resources online. Pero bakit pa rin 90%? Hindi pa rin nagbago yan, Brad. 90% of the traders stay lugi pa rin sa market. So, don't you think it's a human problem, not a technical problem?
It's a commitment problem.
Yeah, basically, ganun, di ba? Kaya parang, you think it's so easy to trade? It's simple. You just need to have an edge, risk management, and then execute. Di ba? Very simple, but it's not easy. You know, alam mo, you know, kahit maraming pumapasok sa utak mo habang nagte-trade, may mga little voices ka pang narinig, oh, wag mo muna ikat yan, i-adjust mo muna ng 2 flux yan, pwede pa yan, di ba? May mga little voices kang narinig ganyan, di ba? Oh, ano, si ano, stock ABC, all in yan, ano, magbe-breakout na yan, no? All in na yan, di ba? May mga ganong mga bulong, di ba? And this habits, you know, form and makes so much, ano, so much, I mean, makes the trading so much harder.
Yeah.
Kaya ganon. So I think one thing that people needs to focus is, you know, being a good trader versus ano just versus doon sa mga traders na nag-iisip lang paano kumita sa market. You know, so parang focus on trading well. You know, and forget about making money. The second one, the other side of the coin is this. So yung una, trading is easy. It's easy money. Second, siguro, the other side naman nun is trading is very risky. So yun yung parang other side nun. Well, if you think about it, everything has risk, di ba? Whether you're doing business, whether, you know, you're working from 9 to 5, kahit nga tumawid ka sa ano, kalsada, wag lang sa EDSA, di ba? may risk yan, di ba? So, always remember that risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. Right? Diyan yung pumapasok yung risk. And if you're a trader, you gotta understand that risk is part of it. All you need to do is manage it. Di ba? Kahit sa business nga, if you don't do your research sa business mo, build up ka lang ng store or whatever business that you have in whatever place that you know. Trip po lang, di ba? Oh, dito nga ako sa ano, magtayo ng ano, food chain sa lugar na to without even researching kung ano bang usually, sino ba mga tao na potential kakain sa ano, ilang bakat dami ang potential magiging customers mo. Risky yung ginagawa mo, di ba? Risky yan. Same as trading. Pumasok ka sa trading without any diligence, without, you know, having any edge sa market, without, you know, doing risk management. It's very risky talaga yung ginagawa mo kasi wala kang research na ginawa. So, in order for you to mitigate risk or lessen it, you basically, mag-research ka muna, di ba? Parang, ano ka muna, enroll to class if kaya mo, di ba? We have Investagrams, We have sa Trading Republic din, meron sa ZFT. We have classes and mentorships din that you can enroll to. So if you wala kang budget dan, do ano, Investagrams, di ba? Parang we have free stuff Investagrams. Do your own work, research and all that before you put hard money sa market. So, yun yung pwede kong ma-share about it.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, Ken, I have one more, ano, since halos isang oras na rin, yung kwentuhan
na. Isang oras na ba?
Grabe, bilis.
Bilis, Brad. Ang dal-dal ko pala, no?
Ito, one last question. I think a lot of people in the community would like to hear. If you could boil down successful trading into three factors, what would those factors be?
Okay. So I think very common naman to. I think the first one would be edge over the market. Diba? You need to have an edge over the market. Whether a strategy and how you enter the market, what are the setups that you can use that has an edge over other traders, over other market participants. Kasi nga, kalaban kayo dyan eh. Lahat tayo kalaban dyan, diba? Pag once the bell ring at 9:30, kahit tropa man pa yan, kalaban mo yan pag sa board, diba? Kalaban mo yan. So you really need to have an edge over the market. And it does not have to be like 70%, 80% win rate na edge. Whether you buy it through mentorships or buy it online or create your own edge or whatever, basta you have an edge over the market, diba? Yun yung very important. Kasi how would you earn pag kasama mo pag the way you trade is the same thing as what the 90% are doing, walang edge over the market, bira lang kay bira, you definitely will not be able to be successful in trading. And connected with that edge over the market, I think very important din to have money management, yung risk management the side of it, na learning how much you risk, di ba, learning how to position your size, learning how to be aggressive on your trades, learning to add to your winners, learning to cut your losses. It's part of it. And also, ano din, parang selling in tranches, yan, part yan na money management eh. I think if you have an edge over the market and wala kang money management, eventually, your account will blow up. Diba? May edge ka nga, pero sobrang laki ka mag-position size. So, mayayari sa'yo, definitely, ibabalik mo lang din yan lahat sa market. Isang tatamaan ka ng isang uncertainty na event na kunyari gap down or malaking loss. What happens sa BHI? So, shout out sa mga tinamaan dyan, no? Diba? Parang nag-flooring bigla, diba? In just 1 minute, diba? Parang may nagbuhos na ano, diba? So, if you have an edge, kunyari, breakout trader ka, you have an edge, pero wala kang money management, risk management, nag-all-in ka doon, tapos tatamaan ka ng isa na ganun na event, definitely it can wipe your capital. And lastly, siguro would be ano, trading psych, which is not the typical trading psych you hear online na, you know, just the typical trading psychology na dapat kang ano, be ready and all that. I mean, more about being a better person. Kasi I believe that what you are as a trader will definitely reflect what you are as what you are as a person will definitely reflect what you are as a trader. So kunyari, mainipin ka, you don't have much patience as a person, madali mainit yung ulo mo, it will definitely reflect on your trades. Makakita ka ng pullback, isang magandang setup, tapos nag-pullback lang konti, bibenta ka na kasi naiinip ka na, you know, stuff like that. It definitely will reflect to your trading, being impatient, di ba? If you're a type of person na late magising, 'di ba? Or late matulog tas late nagigising, 'di ba? Do you think that you can perform on a high peak level in trading if ganun yung sleeping patterns mo? It will definitely reflect sa trading mo, 'di ba? Minsan you miss opportunities because tulog ka, ganyan. Or isa pa since we talk about sleeping. It's not about if you make, kung kulang ka sa tulog or hindi ka focused, it's not about mag-sure ka na magka-cut ka. It's not about yun. Parang kung hindi ka naka-focus, malaki yung chances na magka-cut ka or malulugi ka pag hindi ka focus. It's not about that. Kasi there would be times na kahit kulang ka sa tulog, you would still be able to gain. Diba? You'd still be able to gain. So, okay lang yan. Late month, ano, kaya ko naman eh. Diba? Pero if you think about it, it's not about that. It's about increasing your risk in trading. Diba? Increasing, pinapa-increase niya yung chances na magkamali ka. Kasi wala, out of focus ka eh. Kulang ka sa tulog, antok ka. So it increases the risk. So supposed to be, buy nagiging sell, di ba? Ayaw ko if na-experience mo na yan. Instead ka mag-sell, nagiging buy. Nako po. Di ba? Dumodoble na yung position mo. Malaki na tuloy yung cut. So, yun. Yun yung, I think, that's three things, factors that you need to consider for you to have a successful trading.
Yun. Okay, actually ito, pinaka-last na. Ken, before I let you go, meron ka bang gusto i-shout out dyan?
Oh, sige. shout out pala sa mga students ko sa Trading Republic, ZFT, Trading Republic, who's watching right now. So, shout out sa inyo. And also, ano, pwede ba mag-plug?
Oo naman.
We have an upcoming technical intensive. That's actually our course sa stock market this coming August. So, check out for more information, ZFreaks Tribe. And also, may IG din kami, ZF Tribe_. So, follow us there. And, ayun, yun lang. Thank you, Brad, for inviting me. It's been like a juicy hour for me. And I hope I was able to give value to our viewers today.
Definitely. So, guys, to everyone watching, please comment down below. Thank you kay Ken or kay Boss Yuri. Definitely, sobra. Ako, dami ko tutunan. I'm sure yung people sa community, sobrang dami din. So, Ken, thank you again for the time. I appreciate. Nandito ka sa Deep Pockets. And
welcome.
To everyone, if comment down below na rin, whoever you want to see then on the podcast. So, ayun. So, bro, ingat ka palagi. And thank you again.
Thank you. Welcome, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Deep Pockets by Investa podcast, and stay tuned for our next episode.